Shane Kelly is an ironwork contractor, and his company, Kelly Steel, has been a certified minority-owned business for years. He wants to expand his business into more areas of his industry.
But I've been apprehensive, you know, no one wants to mess up.
He's found it difficult to get the experience and develop the necessary skills while managing and taking on more of the work his company is already good at. And Kelly's not alone, according to Aloy Toppin of Hartford's Procurement Services Department. Despite a lot of general competition, there aren't always enough minority and women-owned businesses, or MWBEs, qualified to bid for some types of jobs that require very specialized experience and equipment. Structural steel erection, the direction Kelly's wanted to expand, is one of them.
What we thought about in developing small businesses is to put together a mentor-protege program.
After more than a year of collaboration with Ironworkers Local Union 15, the Hartford School Building Committee, and a host of other organizations in the region, Hartford's pilot mentor-protege program was announced recently at the Hartford Public Library. Kelly Steele and two other MWBEs, all union contractors, have been paired with veteran union firms to learn the behind-the-scenes skills required for steel structure erection. They'll also receive training in software fundamentals, financial management, insurance, and bonding. Mayor Pedro Segarra.
If we can launch this effort successfully and grow it, and grow the effort so that the industrious community resembles more the makeup of the city, then you're going to see that ladder of opportunity materialize and people walking up that ladder.
All officials involved are hopeful this trial will lead to more and varied mentorships in the future. The overall hope is that more qualified bidders will result in more work for Hartford companies and more employment opportunities for Hartford residents. For WNPR, I'm Jay Holt.